You're listening to SBS News.
One by one, emergency responders carry pink and white coffins out of a childcare centre in the town of Nong Bua Lamphu in northern Thailand. These are the bodies of the 24 children and 13 adults killed when a man broke into the centre armed with a gun and machete. Several preschool teachers are among the dead, including one woman who was 8 months pregnant. Their clearly shocked and distressed colleagues who survived the attack have described what happened to reporters. He was in the middle of reloading the gun, one says. I held up my hands and begged for mercy. I didn't know what to do. Her colleague adds, because he's a parent of one of the kids who goes to the daycare, at first I thought he was coming to pick up his kid. The first one says, when he tried to barge in, I thought the kid that died was playing with a firecracker. He shot at the door while the children were sleeping. Her colleague, on the verge of tears, adds, he didn't say anything. I was shocked. Nearby the daycare centre, anxious parents wait under a large shelter to hear if their child is among the dead. Photos of the crime scene show small bodies laid out on blankets. Abandoned juice boxes are scattered across the floor. Police say the children were aged between 2 and 5 years old. Most of them were stabbed. Another teacher describes the weapon used by the assailant.
The blade that he brought with him, it looks to me like a machete. You know the one where it curves at the end? I don't know what kind. I really don't know what it's called, but it's a blade. That's all I know. Three of us left. If I just went out by myself and didn't tell the other two, they'd have encountered this. We left thinking that we should find someone to help. We had no idea how terrible this was. I can't take it.
Police have named 34-year-old Panya Kamrapam as the man responsible for the attack. They say the former lieutenant colonel was dismissed from the police force last year over drug allegations and had faced court that morning on the charges. Thai Police Chief Damrongsak Kittiprapas says following the man's court appearance, Kamrapan had gone to the childcare centre looking for his son and became agitated when he found he wasn't there.
After inspecting the crime scene, we found that the perpetrator tried to break in and he mainly used the knife to commit the crime by killing a number of small children while a few survived. Then he got out and started killing anyone he met along the way with a gun or the knife until he got home. We surrounded the house and then found that he committed suicide in his home.
Before he killed himself, Kamrapam also murdered his wife and son. Police Chief Kittiprapas says they believe the man's motivation was related to the drug allegations against him.
We found that on the 7th he was supposed to attend a trial. After getting out of jail, he didn't stop using drugs, so possibly he may have been hallucinating, coupled with stress, which caused him to commit the crimes. He started at the children's daycare centre and then continued his crime all the way to his home.
Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says he understands that the man had personal problems.
The society must take care of everybody. He might have something inside him, facing problems. I don't take anyone's side. This shouldn't happen. It definitely shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and relatives. Nobody thought this would happen.
All national flags have been ordered to fly at half-mast. The Prime Minister, along with Thai King Vajiralongkorn and Queen Suthida, are expected to fly to the region to meet with the victims' families. Deputy Prime Minister Anutin Chanavirakul is already there and has visited survivors in hospital.
All of the victims who were injured are in good hands with the doctors at the hospital. Anyone with severe injuries will be sent to Udon Thani province. There are both severe cases and those who are in safe conditions. But the most important thing is recovering their mental health and giving support to relatives of the victims.
The attack is the deadliest in Thailand and one of the worst massacres of children by a single killer in recent world history. Gun laws are strict in Thailand, but the country's rate of firearm ownership is high. Possession of illegal firearms carries heavy penalties, but police say Kamrapan's weapon was purchased lawfully. Mass shootings in Thailand are also rare. The last one occurred in 2020, when a soldier killed 29 people and injured 56. At several locations, including a shopping mall. Back at the scene of the crime, first responder Pialak Kinakyu shakes his head at what he's seen.
Nobody wants this to happen. It's a scene that nobody wants to see. It's harrowing. From the first step that I took into the crime scene, it felt very depressing. We are used to seeing a large number of bodies. We've been through it before. But this incident is the most harrowing of all, as they are little kids who were still sleeping. They were in a place where they are supposed to be innocent, and I don't think they will ever know what happened to them.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. Claire Slattery, SBS News.